Praise the Lord. Can we stand up with our Bibles? 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2. And it says, Beloved, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I read it again. Beloved, I wish above all things, this is Apostle John, the Beloved, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. The reason he says this is because of the revelation in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. He said, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And that is why also Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God. Listen very well the way Apostle Paul put it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4. He did it according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. He did it so that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Please be seated. And please pay attention. One word quickened to you may make all the difference in your life. And something gave rise to this exhortation. Listen very well. As a preacher, we receive inspiration from so many things. I observe a trend in the ministry. Listen very well. I observe a trend in the ministry where people will come to me. I'm using myself now. And bring a gift to me. And in coming, they say, the Lord spoke to me that I should bring this offering to you. There are two categories of people. Everybody listen. God has caused me to know how to walk with him. And that's all I'm sharing with you. Do it. It will help you. Your spiritual life. Your Christian life. It will help you. Pastor. I went somewhere, a prophet. I was praying in the mountain for something. And the prophet, I don't even know him. He came and said, you should go and buy a gift. And give a man of God. So I decided to come to you. So that you will bless me. Another one says, even all the way from, I think, Akwa Ibom or Cross Rivers. He said he received a message. The Lord spoke to him that he should send me 500 naira. And another pastor, friend of mine, who was having problem financially in his ministry, said the intercessors were praying and the prophecy came forth that he should take an offering to Pastor Moses, Bright Assembly, and let him bless you. And the truth is this, each of them that responded, there was actually a testimony that followed because they obeyed. Another one says, Pastor, I'm bringing a seed for you so that you will bless me. And truly, I bless them and they are blessed. But let me tell you, listen, each time, all, listen, amen. I am going to tell you the topic I'm looking at. I'm going to reveal to you the source of unceasing blessing. The source of unceasing blessing. So many years back, I was sitting at the altar long before our church was demolished. And there's a former prophet who was here, who was using, you know, his brain. You know, a lot of people see the opportunity we give here in the church here, and they come here to hustle. They are hustling ministers. Hustle. That prophet will come and, you know, market himself. How he went to Munze and something happened there. How he went to a family and brought out this. How he went there. How somebody came to him and they did this and they gave him this and it happened. And I was sitting down there. When he finished this, you will not see that prophet again for the next 2 weeks. He has collected customers and he has gone to the east. They're always going to the east. They've not gone to the north yet. Me, I don't get foundational problem. Amen. And they know they go to people when they get money. I was telling you that, brother, while one day he was ministering and I was angry, I was sitting at the minister's seat, I was angry. The Lord spoke to me loud and clear. I will never forget that day. He said, he will continually live a life of begging. He said, that is how he will live his life, by begging. By all this crooked something. And he told me, I will never forget it. He said, but you, he spoke to me, your own will not be that way. I want you to catch this. Now listen, why will you only receive from God when you have a need, only when you go and fast? God did not ordain that he will answer your prayer only when you fast. If you have to fast before God answers your prayer, you want to travel, you will fast before you travel so that you'll be protected. You're going for interview, you will fast. Everything, you will fast. Something is wrong in that relationship. God did not ordain it that way. Anytime God wants to bless you, he will have to give you instruction. Go and sow a seed. Go and give. Prophet will say, go to orphanage. Go to widows. Before. Oh, glory be to God. Before the blessing will come, he will have to give you instruction to go and give. Before the blessing will come, God did not ordain it that way. God did not ordain it that way. And some of us, instead of you to see an instruction that comes to you to be the basis of your understanding of a principle, because each time God tells you to do something, he's not just telling you for that particular thing, he's showing you a principle. I And all of you that have come to me with such revelations, I always ask you a question. And you don't know why I ask you that question. I'm telling you the secret today now. I will ask you, have you ever entered my office? You say, no. How long have you been in this ministry? Well, I've been here now, it's only 6 years. And you are not seeing something that God is telling you that you are supposed to be giving offering to that man. That is why your blessing is hanging. So, in pity you, you went and gave. Then testimony will follow. You are gone. He will tell you, go and give widows an offering. Then you will go. They say, I should come and give you offering. And the Lord, they say, now you are bringing the offering. Instead of you to say, what God is actually telling you is, give it to the needy. Be a giver. If I have that revelation, forever, widows, I'll be going there. Forever. Not because I want something from them, but that God is opening a door, telling me a principle for unceasing flow of blessings. But people don't catch it. I will use this message and make somebody know how to walk in unceasing flow of blessings. Can we stand up? Stand up. Catch it. Catch it. Hallelujah. Three powerful sources. Three powerful sources of unceasing blessing. Three powerful ones. We will share it. Praise the Lord. Let me leave you with this introduction. And I will read a scripture that you meditate upon while you remain standing. Psalm number 1. The whole of book of Psalms starts with Psalm 1. And there's a reason why that Psalm 1 is there. That is where you see unceasing flow of blessing. Read it for me. Who is with microphone, please? Hallelujah. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. What will happen? That verse 2 again. That his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Meditation is different from cramming. You may cram something and not understand what you are even putting on your head. But meditation is trying to understand what is the meaning of this. He said, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be, when you do that, see the unceasing flow of blessing? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. A tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Amen. Can he suffer drought? Can he lack any mineral at all? The rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Oh, go and meditate on this psalm. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See, when you say meditate on the word of God, meditating on the word of God there is not only the written word of God. There is also the spoken word of God. Are you understanding me? Praise the Lord. Always when you hear an instruction, you hear a voice, you see a dream, you hear a prophecy that you should do something, go and meditate. Why is God telling me to do this? After you have obeyed, do it and begin to think, why is God telling me to do this? Why is God telling me to give an offering before something will happen? That instruction will never come to givers. That instruction comes only to stingy people. I'm going to say something, church, so that it will help you. You are the one that struggle. And you are a Christian. You are every struggle. Even offering, God has to give you instruction before you go and give offering. The only time you will even give that offering is you will see as so that what will happen. If I bring, what thing will come happen? If I bring the offering, what thing will come happen? I am sowing a seed so that my children will get admission this year. Who told you that it is by sowing a seed that your children will gain admission? Who told you that? I work on it. I have confirmed it works. Amen. God, since I gave my life to Christ, I have never received a revelation that I should go and sow a seed or give something to somebody so that something will happen. I have never. The reason is because I live a life of giving. So which instruction do you want to? And then those who, funny people who don't know who I am, will come. I was praying and I was asking the Lord to meet. Then the Lord said, I should come and meet you, Pastor Moses. People use the name of God and lie. Just want to be a beggar. Follow the principles that we are teaching. You will not follow. So I will say, okay, tell the God to come and tell me that you are coming, that I should help you. Because if he told you to come and meet me, then he will tell me that you are coming. So if you to just come and say, Pastor, I have a need. Can you help me? You come and put God's name. The same way they do with the sister. Sister, the Lord told me you are my wife. So you are not coming to her because you love her, but because the Lord told you. So it's more than that. The Lord said, no, be you again. Amen. This, before this year we end, somebody, the Lord will rearrange your life. I say, before the end of this year, amen. Before the end of this year, the doors of blessings that will be open for you, hallelujah. People will ask you where you go. Follow these principles. Follow it. We teach you principles. This is some of the things we teach during breakthrough business, breakthrough program we used to have every Thursday. We teach some people, some practice it. If you practice it, you're practicing it for yourself. And I'm not going to directly or indirectly ask you to bring any offering to me. 22 years now I've been pastoring this church. No member of this church is sustaining me by any form of offering. None. But I never lack. I never, never lack. I never lack. When there is a need, there will be a supply. And my source of supply is not your offering. I am a living testimony of these things. I am telling you, I practice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know the secret of unending flow. Now open my mouth and say some things. You will not believe it, but it is the truth. I never live by the balance in my bank account. But anything I need, Amen. God gives it to me in a very wonderful way. And when it happens, I know why it is happening. Because there is a principle I am following. And when you catch this revelation, people around you will try to discourage you. Don't be discouraged. Praise the Lord.